The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So, as promised last week, we're into the year A of the lectionary. And this is the beginning of the church year. This is our first Sunday, Advent 1. What are you waiting for? Pretty good. Yeah, really. Our text today has us thinking about waiting. Isaiah has us waiting for a Messiah that is yet to be seen. And so we hear in the first reading, in days to come. And in Paul's letter to the Romans, a Messiah that has died and been resurrected. And now we are waiting for Jesus to return. The Gospel from Matthew then has Jesus in the middle of these two times, reminding us about his return when Jesus says, "About that day and hour, no one knows." Remember that Advent marks the beginning of the liturgical church year. Advent from the Latin word adventus, meaning coming. It is a time of expectant waiting and preparation for the celebration of the Nativity. And therefore, the texts for today would like us to consider those that have been waiting for a Savior, a Redeemer, a Messiah, the one that saves us all. But why does the lectionary, why wouldn't it give us this gospel? It gives us one that presents a full-grown Jesus, telling us no one knows the day or time and return of the Son of Man. But why don't we get the part of Matthew where maybe we get to hear about the story of Mary and Joseph, or even the genealogy of Jesus at the very beginning of Matthew? Now, that would be an interesting way to start out the church year, the birth of Jesus, especially considering, again, that we are on the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the new church year. What is the lectionary asking us then to consider? We have to explore the readings to better understand what that might be. So the common theme between all three readings today is, anybody? Waiting, that's true, which really has to do with time. It's the common theme today is time. The Old Testament, the first reading, is a vision that reports on things that will happen in the future, future time, things that shall pass. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills, and the nations shall stream into it. This idea of things that shall happen is mentioned 10 times in our first reading today. This passage then is also speaking about waiting. If there is something that shall happen, then there is a time that must pass for that thing to happen. Therefore, waiting occurs. In the New Testament, or the second reading, we hear Paul saying, "Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep." There is this theme of time again. But it sounds like Paul is talking about right now, present time. And yet he is also talking about waiting. Paul says, salvation is nearer and the day is near. So because these things are near and not yet here, you have to wait, even if things are near. There is an element of waiting, again, in this reading. Finally, our gospel reading is the voice of Jesus Christ telling us to consider the fact that no one will know the time for the coming of the Son of Man. Once again, this theme of time is part of the reading, and so once again, there's this idea of waiting and of expectation. Each reading has us thinking about a time of waiting. Those waiting who originally heard the Isaiah text are the Hebrews waiting for Messiah. In the New Testament reading, they are now the new followers of Jesus who are waiting for the return of Jesus. Finally, in the gospel, it's Jesus that tells us something very important about waiting. As humans, we are very consumed with the when of waiting. It begins for us as children. When will we get there? Then as teenagers, when will I get my driver's license? And when will I be old enough? As adults, well, there are probably millions of moments in our adult life that we say, when? Jesus understands our humanity and that waiting is difficult for us. And Jesus knows that we are waiting. In this gospel, Jesus reveals to us the importance of not trying to figure out the when of waiting. About that day and hour, no one knows. There are countless television programs that want to help us think about the when of things. If you watch the Discovery Channel or the History Channel, you know there's a lot of shows that tell you about the when of things, the predictions of Nostradamus. What does the book of Revelation tell us about when? These shows want to decode the texts and find their hidden meanings. They want to help you know when. Because as human beings, we desperately want to know. Conversely, the gospel today asks us to consider who we are and what we do while we wait. Who we are, what we do while we wait. And not to worry about the when. Because knowing the when is not what will help those who do not know God. Don't be uninformed as it was with the people during the time of Noah. They knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. That is a part of what these texts are about. Who are we now while we wait for Jesus? What are we doing now? This Advent, as we hear the stories of the coming of the Christ child, what will we do? Will we walk together for the next 4 weeks with those who wait in the Old Testament for Messiah? And will we be with those that wait in the New Testament for the birth of Jesus? And finally, those that wait for the return of the resurrected Christ. So what might we ask ourselves this Advent? What are we waiting for? Are we waiting with a purpose? Or do we simply wait? God's grace in Jesus Christ is a gift that sets us free from the burden of simply waiting. In reading Paul's letter to the Romans again, there are some good ideas about who we could be while we wait. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day. It is something to think about as we take action and light the first Advent candle. Light one candle to watch for Messiah, as the song goes. Come, thou long-expected Jesus.